Hello?
Yes, hello. Could I speak to Mary?
This is her.
Hi, Mary. My name is Mario, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. How you doing today?
Okay.
All right. We are a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Okay?
Well, it depends on the questions you ask.
Okay. Well, whenever you do not feel comfortable, just let me know. If you want me to repeat it, I'll also do so. Okay. Hi, is this Mary Mulroy?
Yes.
Okay. And from New York City, Opinion Research. What is your zip code?
11776.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in this state, in the state of New York, or like many people?
Yes. Yeah, I'm registered to vote.
Registered. Okay. And what is the year of your birth?
You're asking too many personal questions. I don't understand.
Okay, ma'am. I apologize. It's just part of the survey that has pulled up. Okay.
Is
it about voting?
Is what I'm voting for? Because I'm voting Republican. I'm registered Republican.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's a mixture of all kind of things. And like I said, if you don't feel comfortable, you just let me know. But it's part of the survey, Ms. Mulroy.
How long is it going to take? Because I'm almost home now. I got groceries in the car. I got to get out.
Yeah.
Okay. And it'll take shortly. Okay. Would you like to enclose your year of birth?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Are you Hispanic, Caucasian, African American?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Thank you, ma'am. And okay. And what is your let's see here. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you have received?
High school.
High school, okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I voted for Trump.
Trump, okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local officials this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Definitely, sir.
Yes, I'm voting again.
Okay. Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 you will probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
No, I'm definitely voting.
Definitely
voting. Okay. Thank you.
That
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10?
10.
10.
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community from the rate amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I would say probably an eight.
Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statements. Regarding of how I feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I agree.
Okay, somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Okay. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. First question, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much.
It matters a lot.
Matters a lot. Protecting gender equality. Matters a lot.
What was the question?
Protecting gender equality.
Gender equality, what
does that mean?
Equal rights on gender, male, female, protecting that right.
Yes, of course.
Matters a lot?
Yes.
Okay. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Matters a lot? Matters somewhat?
Yeah, it matters somewhat. Yeah.
Somewhat matters a lot. Somewhat, okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much.
Yes, it matters a lot.
Matters a lot. Next question. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote. First question, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Yes, I'll vote. Those are important to me.
Okay, nothing will stop you from voting.
No. Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Next question, protecting gender equality.
Yes, I'm all for that.
Protecting reproductive rights, including the birth control and IVF.
Yes.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Yes, I'm going to vote. I'll vote for Trump.
Okay, next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for presidential were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided?
I would vote for Trump.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or the third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
No, I would vote Republican.
Next question. If you knew the protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, not much?
No change. No change. I'd still vote.
Okay. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Here is the top Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the state of New York Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'm undecided.
Undecided. Next question. But if you had to choose, would you vote? How would you vote? Yes, no, or would not vote?
If I have to vote, I'd probably say no.
No. Based on your read on this amendment, do you think this amendment would strengthen protections for the New Yorkers with disabilities, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender, prohibit housing discrimination, strengthen voting rights protections, remove parent rights over their children's medical decision, prevent discrimination based on age, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution? How would you decide?
I don't like any of that. I wouldn't vote for that.
Okay.
To take, you know, I don't want the immigrants to vote. I don't want parents to lose their kids. And I don't particularly care if the LBG votes.
Okay.
Are we almost done? Because I'm home, and I have to put my groceries away.
Yes, ma'am. A couple more questions, and we're all done. Okay. Knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state of constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided? Definitely vote yes, probably vote yes.
For the abortion issued for how many months? Or just abortion?
That question said putting it into constitution. All those that I read earlier, would you still definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, definitely vote no, undecided, or will not vote?
I would have to think about it and get more details, because I can't, that's like a broad question.
Okay, so you incline on undecided?
Probably undecided or no.
Okay. Compared to voting for presidential Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much more or less motivated? Much more motivated to vote on the amendment, somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment, no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote on the amendment, much less motivated to vote on the amendment?
I'm not sure. Like I said, if the amendment was there and I had to make a decision to vote, would it would be required that I'd have to vote, or that it would be in the ballot?
If that was on the ballot when it was time for you to vote, would you to vote on Prop 1? Would you be more motivated to vote on the amendment, somewhat more motivated, less motivated to vote on the amendment, or no difference? How would you feel?
Probably no. Not motivated.
Not motivated?
No. Okay. Are we done?
No, ma'am. If I understand about putting the groceries and being home, and I appreciate your time. If you would like, we're like at 70%. I could return the call and finish up whenever it's more convenient to you.
All I can tell you is I'll be voting. I'll look at whatever amendments they have and consider it.
Correct.
And see what else is there. But definitely, okay, I'll be voting.
Okay. Yeah, right. And you let us know on from the questionnaires and the survey on your opinion. Like I said, and I appreciate your time. If you would like, I could go ahead and give you a call and finish up that rest of it. 30%.
I can't anymore. I'm done. I'm sorry. I have to get my groceries in.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.